Scuff, Wally from Event Cinemas, the power of Disney, it seems you guys have been having with the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, what a huge weekend for us. We're just looking at the numbers, $18.3 million at the box office. It feels like it was all in Newcastle. That's how busy it was.
You stole my joke.
I know. But it really did. It's been such a busy week. And look, I've actually seen the film twice in that period of time. So that's how good it is.
You're inflating those numbers even more.
That's right.
Did you said to me before or last week when we were talking that... our numbers generally are about 10% of what the US does, and we've gone a little bit above and beyond
that.
Yeah,
look, it's been an amazing result. I think the opening weekend in the US was about $46 million, and, a huge number of screens over in the US compared to our 5,000-6,000 screens in Australia. And, we're well ahead of that 10% curve, so we're very happy as cinema operators at the moment.
I imagine you all are. And $46 million in the US for that Disney film, I don't think they'd get that if Walt came back.
Well, and that was opening weekend, so, it's had a two-week run. We're sitting at $18.3 million in Australia just out of, 6-7 days. So it's a huge result, and the film is just magnificent. Everything about it. I'll keep raving about it, but Emma Watson, she's certainly Belle.
She is, isn't she? Look, we've got another couple of movies this week. One is almost a cartoon, and the first one we're going to talk about is based on almost of a cartoon as well.
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell.
Well, look, if you're interested in Japanese anime, this is essentially what it's based on. It's Scarlett Johansson is the lead actress in this particular film, and if you like your sci-fi type films, this will be in your wheelhouse.
Everything they told you was a lie.
Who are you?
They did not save your life. They stole it.
Sounds very dramatic, doesn't it?
It really is. When you look at the synopsis as well, it talks about a one-of-a-kind human cyborg hybrid. I don't even know what that is.
Hang on a minute. Didn't we have Arnie do that?
Arnie's come back as a woman. Yes. in a Japanese anime-based film. They're hunting down dangerous criminals and extremists. This is very interesting. Take a look at the trailer beforehand. I think it'll be, if you like those science fiction-type films, this will be one for you.
And sticking with the almost cartoon theme, the Lego movies have been very popular as of late, and there's
really
another
popular
one. Yeah. The Lego Batman movie.
Well, and not just almost a cartoon. This is an animated film, and look, he's absolutely fantastic. Rosario Dawson and Ralph Fiennes, a couple of the people lending their voices to this particular film.
Were you looking at the old family pictures again?
No, I wasn't.
Sir, I've seen you go through similar phases in 2016 and 2012 and 2008 and 2005 and 1997 and 1995 and 1992 and 1989 and that weird one in 1966.
I have aged phenomenally.
Don't you love how they just mention all of the old Batman movies?
I know, and that he's aged phenomenally as well. I always like the retro-ness attached to these films, and can you go past the power crash bang?
Well, you can't. I mean, they mentioned the quote-unquote weird one that came out in 1966. Here's the big moment from that film. You may remember this.
Holy sardine!
Hand me down the shark repellent bat spray!
Do you get any better than that?
I love the emotion attached to the voiceover as well. The shark repellent bat spray!
And I can remember looking at the shark that was actually attached to Batman's leg at the time. It was like a toy out of a toy store.
Made out of plastic. And of course, a Batman film couldn't go by without, Bruce Wayne having to struggle with his childhood. But in this case, he's struggling with the responsibilities of raising a boy he adopted who, of course, becomes...
Batman.
We wonder,
Robin.
Mr. Robin himself.
Yeah.
Master Robin.
And the fact they have to deal with that, putting that Lego hair on and off.
Oh, dear, absolutely. This is going to be a whole heap of fun. Adults and children alike. And I love these films for the fact that children can come out, they can enjoy the film, because, of course, they're a cartoon or an animation on screen, and all of us adults sit back and get all the jokes and innuendo behind everything else. It's a whole lot of fun.
And don't we just love it?
Oh, yes.
And we're getting a little Smurfy in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, we've got some advanced screenings as well for Smurfs this weekend, so check your guides. They're only limited sessions out, but that seems to be what happens now with big films, especially as we career towards the school holidays for Easter as well. Three or four sessions a day will whet the taste buds for the community.
Garth, there is something for everybody there. Thank you once again. We'll talk to you next time
around. Thank you.